Well, there we go.
All right. The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of martial of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, everything's working. Well, kind of, I guess.
That was a close one.
Anyway, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's I'm Dougie Almeida. It's Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida, joined by Minda.
Yes, I am. Yes, you are.
And wow. Jay Guy.
What's up?
And welcome to the show. Yeah, we don't always start on time. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. But, you know, something was going on Facebook. It wouldn't let me go live. I don't know if it was me.
Podcast.
I don't know if it was my computer.
No, man, it's Facebook holding back the man.
Yeah.
That's
fucking Facebook.
That's what they do over there.
That's what they do.
It's their thing.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's around 7 o'clock almost, and Wednesday, it's hump day. We usually do shows on Monday and Tuesday, but sometimes that doesn't always happen, right? We got to cultivate, everybody's got to get together, right? We got to figure out when we can get everybody together. And shit like that.
You know, you overcome and adapt.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Spoken like a true fireman. Fucking fireman. Anyway, so yeah, we adapted. And hey, it's a good week, though. We had a good weekend, right? Is this your first weekend hosting or second?
This is my second weekend.
Second weekend hosting at the West Palm Beach Improv for Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans.
Now, man. I had Jay Guy on my show.
Okay.
At the iHeart Theater on Thursday.
All right. Oh, wow.
And he couldn't, you know, it's one of those moments where, you know, he's like, yo, man, I'm sorry, but I hate to do this. It's like 2 days or a day before the show.
It was not that late.
Days.
It was Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
I tried to text you as soon as I knew.
And you didn't even know yet.
I had no idea. I was just trying to preamp,
get ahead of it. This may happen.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
And somebody else, right. And this shit may happen.
Yeah. Now, was the other person who didn't get the gig upset? More importantly, did the other person know?
The person knew that they were in the running, yes.
How does that happen? In other words, did they contact both of you and say, hey, you guys available?
Yes, that's exactly how
that's the way it works.
Both of us were contacted in the same platform at the same time, so we both saw the message, and then it was just like, just want to make sure both of you guys are available if this happens. And, you know, I had to scramble around, get some days moved around so I'd be available, and then found out officially Monday.
Right.
Monday, and, you know, that other person should have definitely been in the running. You know, he definitely deserved it. I felt like it was good competition. If it was competition, you know how those things go. They just pick whoever they feel like fits.
Maybe match. Well, you know, I mean, it was Damon Wayans. So, you know, there was.
I definitely had a
I don't know what it is.
You pulling the black card? Do you want to pull the black? You don't have to say it. Hold on. Let the black
I had an advantage. I had an advantage.
I think you said something about being similar.
They said that fits the headliner's material.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Material.
Yo, use whatever cards you got, man. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds like the way to go. And honestly, I don't think it is about that. I think when they really look at it, it's who's going to set my crowd up for my humor properly.
Right. Do you think that the headliner had a look? Like they said, they're going to send the person two videos?
I think that's what they did. So I think they sent all the MCs at the improv. They sent the videos to the management group. And the management group went through every single MC's video.
Right.
And then narrowed it down to two people. Those two people probably went to his upper management, and then he probably
really think it went that. You think it had that much?
I think it does. I think if you're a headliner, and
I don't know. I don't know if they put that much effort into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. I like to think that though,
they probably saw a photo of you and the other guy, and they're like, "Hey, let's get the black guy." Yeah, I don't know if they did all that due diligence.
If,
you know, fundamental
if it was
reason.
Your show, what would you do? Would you like to see some of the material?
No. I would trust the venue. You know what I mean? I would kind of trust the venue to make that decision.
Okay.
But if I could say that's it, you know, of... but I would, you know, I that's not to say like I've had other headliners. I've been booked on shows that's not even improv, other venues where I'm about to travel, and they're like, "Hey, you know what? The headliner looked at it and they want to use somebody else." And I mean, that happened once, and that was like a travel gig. And then the manager told me, he goes, "Yeah, man, listen, he put me on another show right away." And he goes, "I'm going to be honest with you, man. The guy saw you." He says, "I don't, you know," and you know, he wanted somebody a little less polished.
Oh, okay. You know? I get that.
The guy told me, "Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't think he wanted you to open for him."
All right.
You know?
Well, this...
What are you sitting there with that fucking look on your face? Like,
no, so they gave you another show.
Wait a minute. I'm not funny. Wait a minute. I am not a fucking funny guy.
Oh, no. See, why you gotta take it there?
Well, because you're just sitting there like yeah, you're like,
well,
you're that fucking great or something.
So sensitive. Like you were implying...
I didn't imply nothing. This all happened to me. I didn't make up or embellish.
What are you talking about? I believe it happened to you. And in that process, you kind of went like, hey, in your conversation, you implied that you were way funnier than the headliner,
that's
and the headliner was afraid to follow you.
No, that's not what I said. What I said was...
I know, that's what I heard.
What I said was the headliner, you know, found out who the opener was.
Yes.
And then they said, oh, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, can we find someone else?
Can we find somebody who's
can we find someone else?
And funny.
Polished.
Yeah, and I said... And I said was, oh, I don't even know the guy. Like, is somebody personal? He goes, no, I think he saw your video and just said he'd rather have someone... else, you know. I go, and when I got to the club, when I finally got there, he says, "I'm sorry." He goes, "I think the guy's again his interpretation. Maybe he was full of shit. Maybe he was just trying to make me feel fucking better."
Right.
Especially since I walked in around with a Jesse Smollett loose around my neck.
Oh,
that
my
guy
God.
Got indicted.
Wow,
that guy got indicted today. By the way, we're going to talk about that today. He got indicted.
Yeah, I saw that he was. They were getting the counts against him, or whatever. So, well, I think we all.
Yeah, I tell you
well,
that.
Well, at least
line,
they made it up for you. They gave you another spot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're going to do for the guy who was.
Yeah.
I was in competition.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy works there. Works there pretty regularly too. So
yeah.
It's not like, you know, I mean, I got an email. I mean, I was good because I was worried that, you know, as a feature, they always usually bring features.
They do.
That's why I was like, sorry. They said, look, you're in it, but. You know, the week of, let me know. We have to figure it out. Confirm it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm sitting there and I written, God, I hope so because I got the weekend open. You know what I mean? I hate to go bowling this weekend. I hate to be coming home on a Saturday night. You know,
but you fill it up with something to do, it sounds like.
No, I'm fine. Something to do.
You got your
list. You know what it's like when you get home on a weekend and you're not working and then other people post shit? Hey, just crushed it over at the fucking... You're like, God damn it, I'm sitting home doing nothing.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I always think, like, good for other people. I don't know. When I'm never home sitting, like, home doing nothing. I'm doing something.
Well, I'm doing something.
Yo, I do fucking awesome shit all the time.
Oh, look at you.
Related.
Jesus,
like, I don't know.
I think we're not normal.
By the way, again, for those of you watching on
like,
Facebook
Live.
Like,
oh, look, he's hosting at the Improv. I'm at fucking Universal. Woo, you know, like, good for everyone.
Yeah, being at Universal is all right. Not like you're sitting home. You know, watching reruns of fucking...
Ride your bike to the farmer's market. You slide in to get drunk at happy hour. I
but
got
you
a video
have fun
on
doing
it.
All that stuff.
That's what I do.
Dougie's not like that.
Oh, no, man.
Dougie's not.
I'm just
come
saying.
On, come to Delray and ride your bike with
listen,
me.
Most of his... So let's put the hypothetical situation a little more as it was.
Okay.
So you think you're going to be opening for Kevin Nealon. You're wedding.
You're hoping.
You're expecting that. You're hoping you're all geared up for it. And then you find out a few days from me that you don't. And ended up doing, you know, then,
oh,
you know,
were
the
you in a running situation too? Like, where they submitted tapes on your
no,
behalf?
No,
oh, okay.
No. I was on there because I'd worked with them in the past. And I said, hey,
there you
and they
go.
Said, great, we'll put you down on the,
yeah,
on the calendar.
That's a great
as long as they don't
connect.
Fill it, then, you know, you should be good.
So it all went well, right?
Yes.
He had a great feature. What was he, a Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, four shows.
Nice.
Sold the shit out of merch.
Yeah.
25
you
fucking
did?
Shirts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good outing.
It's nice.
What do you sell your shirt at?
$20
Wow. That's
and if the IRS
more
is listening,
than you made if the feature.
Exactly. If the IRS is listening, I buy them for $19.98.
Yeah.
That's my cost. But it was fucking awesome. And it was funny because I took the audio of the early show Saturday, and I didn't bring my camera and everything, but it came out that show was like the first show Friday was great. And then the second show was a little weird, you know, the crowd was, but it was good still. Melissa from your first show Friday, you fucking crushed it. And that's like, what would I suck in the second show or something? And, you know, Justin was there. He's like, he starts laughing. He goes, no, man, it's just the first show. It was really like stand. So I said, I'm going to record this. I audioed it and I got the audio. So we'll listen a little
bit
more.
Nice, man.
But it's funny because the girl came out and she told a joke. You know, she's tall. She's on the HBO show Euphoria. It's an actress. You know,
you remember her name?
Mika King.
Mika King. That's a nice name.
Yeah, what a name, right? Mm-hmm. And so she was on, and so she hosted, did a great job. And she had a joke basically where she was in Publix, and some white old man behind her started touching her hair and saying, what are you? And, like, you know, stupid racial shit like that. And some jokes, and then this and that. It turns out, like, you know, the guy buys her groceries. He's like, I'll buy your groceries. Like, oh, it's cocoa butter. You know, this is funny. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
And you know, like, if you ever follow somebody, A, that's funny, and B, very likable, you know, one of the best things to do is transition or tag something from
their joke,
their bit. You know, so it kind of brings you in, and now you're like, oh,
I've been a part
they must
of this.
Know each
right,
other.
Right.
Yeah, they probably toured it. You know, the people crowd thinks that. So I come out and I go, hey, everybody. Hey, let's hear from Mika, everybody. I met her at the grocery store. I bought her groceries.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody went,
good.
You know what I mean? So Kevin's a great guy. He was, you know, he's always nice and very, you know, cordial.
Did you hang out in the green room with him?
Yeah, stayed
nice,
in there,
man.
Pretty much. You know, that green room is almost like claustrophobic, though. You ever been to Miami Improv?
Mm-mm.
It's very.
I've been in the Improv, not in
the
green room.
The green room. The green room is like, it's like 19, 20 foot high ceiling inside, and it's like it's like half the width of this room, and it just goes
really
like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so you're sitting there. And
which one is better, Palm Beach?
Oh, Palm Beach is a better green room. Yeah. Better green room, yeah.
That's just a nicer.
That kind of looks like a dorm room or something.
Everything's bigger there.
In the Miami, it's like gray. There's really no pictures on the wall. You know what I mean? It's just.
Oh, they got to liven that up then.
They
it's
do.
It's grimy.
It is. And but, you know,
gritty.
Shit. And you walk, but the best part about the Miami green room is you walk up the stairs around the corner and you're on the stage.
Yeah,
it's like a door to the stage from the green room. Which
that's cool.
That's where a green room should be.
That's how it used to be in the old Miami Improv.
Right.
You just go in the back. But that green room back then was nice, too.
Yeah.
You just sit back there, and then you just open the door, and you're right on stage.
That's it. The only thing that is more convenient is the Looney Bin in Wichita. The Comedy Condo is actually in the club.
What?
Yeah.
So you just roll out
a big industrial building, big like an industrial.
Shut off the reality TV programming and just be like, all right, time to go.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like it's in the back part of the building, and the nice part. First of all, there's no windows. You know what I mean? Which the first time I woke up there, I woke up at like, I thought, what time is it? Like 5 a.m. It was like 3 p.m. There's no
that's
fucking
awesome. So yeah. It's nice and dark in there.
Yeah, it's really dark, but it's modern at least. You know what I mean? The facility's got nice TV and shit. You know, but the greatest thing is you don't have to worry about going to the club. You're there. You know what I mean? So all right, it's almost showtime. Just walk out, go down the hall, and then you're in the club.
That sounds insane. Like
yeah.
An insane asylum. No, you don't have to go anywhere.
No, you just and you're in Wichita. Which
you
where are you going to go?
It here, you're fine.
Yeah, just get to the fucking club.
Imagine doing like 4 nights like that.
Well, that's what happens. You're there. Usually, there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But yeah, that's great because then you're done. You know, you hang out, then or even after your set, you just go back and roll one and hang out. You know, you do it. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit there and,
yeah, I don't know.
You know,
drugs. You know, just in case anybody from work is watching.
Yeah,
I am.
He's a fireman.
Two drugs.
Hey, where's Jay, man? He's out by the car. Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you see that story about the guy who saved the old lady, the fireman who saved the old lady? Now he's got charges against him.
What?
You didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
You don't keep up with other firemen shit,
dude? I don't.
Dude?
I'm sorry. And I don't watch firefighter shows.
No.
No. None of
Rescue
that.
9/11, nothing
none
like
that.
That?
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. but I wish I did because I watched I just caught the highlight of it or the, you know, the fucking. the what is it? The storyline.
The headline.
The headline.
All right.
Is that, you know, a firefighter saves old lady and ends up getting, you know, charges against him.
This is like the Invisibles. Like when they, you know, those superheroes who rescue all the people and people get hurt.
And they complain. That's this country, though. That's how this country is.
So is the old lady suing him? Or is it just the headline and you didn't look into
it? Or maybe the family got mad or maybe he did something. Yeah, I don't know if he finger banged the old lady probably before he saved her.
You know, when you're just following protocols and you're like, I got to finger bang this lady.
Yeah, well, listen, she should be happy. She could have been dead.
What is happening?
I don't know. But yeah, I thought you'd know. But if anybody's on Facebook Live, you guys let me know. I apologize. I don't see any comments on my Facebook Live.
I think it's
lagging.
Now.
Yeah, it's way lagging. At least when I had it up, I don't even know what part of our conversation we were at.
Well, maybe I could bring it up
current.
On this one.
And, but hey, look, we see a picture here, so hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that's something. I see a video in his monitor. That has to be something significant.
Yeah. It's funny because probably people can't even hear it. We've done shows on Facebook Live where
this.
That's
funny. No, that's sad. That happened to me one time in college when I ran the UCF radio station.
Oh, I thought that was going to be another story.
You see it?
The second time I was like working my shift, you have to do everything yourself.
Right.
And it was all like really aged equipment. And at some point, someone knocked on the door and they said, the volume in the, you know, it was like it went into the auditorium and the cafeteria and some other like. They're like, it's real low. No one can. Like, I'm like, well, I'm 45 minutes into an hour, so let's keep it going.
Yes. So, dude, overall, your weekend was amazing.
Oh, here we go. At least
he's double checking on his phone. That's
quality.
Right. Dougie quality control happening right now.
There's some going on there. All right.
Yeah, now he's feeling better about it.
Whatever.
People are busy. They're eating. They're going to open mics.
Yeah, they get it's late.
Shows.
We talked about this 100 times. What time we should do the show at? Sometimes at 4, people are still at work, so they watch it while they're at work. And sometimes at 6, we get a better. I don't know. We had like a bunch of people on there when we first started, but
I think later is probably better to me.
As long as it's not
too late.
The
average person is going to be getting off of work and just hanging out.
Yeah.
They're just getting home now, so we'll see. Like
let's
I said,
see,
maybe
whatever.
Your thing's all jammed up.
Well, you know what? Fuck them. No, I don't care. You know what I mean? Listen or don't listen. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I went through all this trouble. I got all
That's
these stories
what we
lined
always
up.
Do as comics, right? We're just like, you know what? I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not going to involve my feelings in this.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to our week.
I do it for me.
Let's get back to our weekend. So, fortunately,
while we're both doing something on an improv stage, Minda's having fun, and she's doing.
Oh, Sunday I went to John and Rachel's wedding.
Oh, that's
awesome. It was cute.
Oh, congrats
they got married.
To John and Rachel,
it was
man.
On the water. It was nice. There was an open bar, most importantly, which in my intoxicated, whatever, drunkenness, I was like, the open bar is amazing. Thank you so much for not overlooking that
what up,
important
Peter?
Detail.
Every
like, I did one of those speeches.
Was it an unlimited open bar, or was it just for a period? Before
unlimited
the really?
For hours.
That's good.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how much Chops took down.
Oh,
yeah.
That Chops was there,
yeah,
too,
Chops
huh?
was there. No, there's a little smaller group of
comics.
I wasn't there. I didn't get an invitation.
Well, I don't know.
I don't. It wasn't a large affair, and,
yeah, well,
and I don't think everyone can make it. There was a lot of people working, so you're going to tell me you would have said, "Hey, I can't do the Kevin Nealon thing."
Well, Kevin, there was no show on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's just Friday, Saturday. That's
well,
right.
That's good for you know John and Rachel.
Well,
congratulations
you guys are
so
tight.
To them.
Yeah, I know John and I are so tight.
Rachel has a shorter last name now.
There you go.
That's
She's
awesome.
Lining it up.
Yeah, she
Rachel
went from Black. What's her last name? Full name.
Blavatnik
to Hine.
Yeah. You want to be invited to the wedding? You didn't even know the fucking
So from
girl's
three, four syllables
name.
To one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an achievement.
And I'll tell you what, speaking from experience, that one name, last name syllable.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's
it
very
is.
Nice.
Listen to you, Jay guy.
I know.
You could a stutterer can say your name
a
properly.
A stutterer
right?
should be able to say my name.
Jay guy. Okay, got it.
It kind of sounded like gay guy. I'm not going
to. Gay guy. Yeah. Jay gay guy. No, you're obviously not gay anymore. So I don't know what that means. He's not a gay guy. Well, that's cool, man. So our shows went great. Everything was good. They threw somebody out in the first show.
Oh, that's fun.
On Friday. This guy was just loud. And they handled that well. But on that, dude, the merch, I couldn't believe it. I was out of shit. You know what I mean? I was like, this is the fucking best.
When's the last time that happened?
It's been a while since I had that good of a day. But I and then the other thing is I got introduced to Cash App because I kept forgetting my goddamn card reader. I left it at home Friday, and on Saturday I left it in my car and I valet parked. So I'm like, ugh, I gotta go back and get my. But I use Cash App. You ever use that?
Yeah.
You got Cash App?
I got Venmo, Cash App. I got Zelle.
Yeah,
know,
I got those three. Yeah, because it's great, right? Especially Venmo, because if somebody wants to buy something, they look at your phone, send you the money. That's it, right? I mean, I got PayPal, but if I don't have the reader, I can input the credit card info. I did that with a few.
I don't know how comfortable people are with that, where you're like, let me get your credit card.
Yeah, well, and the security code number, please. Yeah. Hey, what's your maiden name and what's your favorite 5 passwords? You know? So, but that was fucking great.
Sold out, man. Yeah. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, it was packed. And that room.
What is sold out for that room?
I think it's like almost 300 or a little over maybe 300.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but
it was. How's the ambient? Oh, I want to say, you know, what's the acoustics? How are the acoustics?
It is. That's a good question. By the way, Chris Gilbert was there. Thanks, Chris, for taking a photo of me. The only photo I have on stage is because Christopher Gilbert from Miami took the photo.
Nice.
So, it was weird. It was the Monday show, or the Monday, the first show on Friday. There's something wrong with the mic. Kept fucking like pitching, and they had the guy who was running the sound screwed up everybody's name on the first show, and Kevin was like, "Hey, one of the managers, like, hey, can we get the guy in here because he fucked up everybody's name?" You know, he's like, "I was Doogie Alameda," you know, and me, and then Euphoria is the show,
right?
He didn't say Euphoria; he said Euphora. Which is like makeup company? Mm-hmm. And he did it. He got it right the last show, I think.
Out of four shows. One out of four.
Yeah. But, dude, there's nothing better than working at home. You know, when I can drive home an hour after a show,
so nice,
instead of going back to a hotel, because people don't realize that. Somebody, other comics, like, oh, man, it must be great. Listen, there's nothing worse than being in a fucking hotel on Saturday. You know, really, you're just trying to do shit. Because I'm not one of these people that goes. Like Adam Murray, comic out of Orlando, funny kid. Every place that kid goes, he finds out every fucking hot, like, who has the best chicken wings, and this place has the best fucking pretzels, and you know what I mean? He finds those fucking places, and he's never in the hotel or a condo. And I'm like, I'm the opposite. Like, Kevin was telling me, he was like, I said, yeah, how'd you, you know, what would you do on Saturday during the day? He was hanging around with Will Schreiner. He says, I went out with Will Schreiner, but I pretty much like to stay in the hotel. I'm like, I'm the same way. We're buddies. Just like you. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's for way different reasons.
What reasons is that?
He doesn't want to go out because people are going to bombard him because he's famous.
Yeah, you think? And I don't ever hear him. Didn't you see my Fox Bet commercial? People come up to me all the time.
Are you getting a lot of playoff?
A lot of people come up. Hey, weren't you that crazy Kansas City fan?
But no, you guys are just alike.
Yeah,
that's
we're
what
so
I
much similar.
Say.
I mean, he was on Saturday Night Live. I was on a fucking Sargento cheese commercial on Telemundo.
But that aired, you know.
Yeah.
Could have aired during Spanish Saturday
I did have
Night Live.
I did have one of my Spanish financial planning clients
Boom.
Call me.
There you go.
She goes, Doug, are you selling cheese now?
Do I have to sell? I got to sell my share.
What is wrong? You're selling cheese? You work for Sargento? I'm like, no,
Boy.
It's a commercial.
What a way to instill confidence in your financial clients by them seeing you jump around for some cheese.
Look at this guy. Yeah. And so anyway, the other week was good. So how was it? You had Thursday through Sunday or Saturday?
I had Thursday through Sunday, 6 shows.
Wow.
One Thursday, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday.
Yeah, you have the hardest fucking job.
Thanks, man. Thanks, because I felt like it was tough. It was always like, you know, you got the responsibility to start the show off the right way, make sure everybody's comfortable, you know, try to be super likable, and just not, you know, rub anybody the wrong way. So a lot of my material is very clean and just very. You know, surface funny, I think. I don't really delve into anything crazy.
Now, you were, like, in the green room, because this is one of the things a lot of times people work at the improv or work with big people, well-known comics, you know, A-listers, how to act in the green room, you know? And I always said, the first thing is, don't really talk unless spoken to. That's usually a good rule to follow. You know, you can't be sitting there, you know, like, so did you like doing the show, and how was that movie? Did you like me? You know, you want to shut the fuck up and only, right?
Right. That's absolutely true. Now, this situation with the green room was, I was not in it. I was not in the green room at all.
Now, were you told that you pretty much...
Okay, so Damon has a manager who's based in Coral Gables, and she basically handled, you know, everything for him before he got there. So he basically had a pillow and a blanket, and I don't know if he was sleeping during the sets, but a lot of times he was like, it seemed like, you know, he was sick. He wasn't doing
right.
So, you know, I would say before the show, she would come up to us. She would just let us know, hey, he's going to be in there. He's resting, or if he's, you know, going over his material, or he's reviewing his set from the night before, or whatever he was doing. She's like, but he'll talk to you after. You guys will hang out after, that kind of deal. So, you know, most of the time I stayed out of the green room. The times that I did get to talk to him were, you know, when I'm coming on stage to take the microphone back.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I'll say, you know, we'll have a couple words with each other. And then on Sunday night, he sat with me in the feature, Ramon, and he talked to us for like 30, 45 minutes. And we just
after the show, that's mm-hmm. always cool.
It's very
you know,
cool.
First of all, I don't know if I like to be in the green room. You know?
No, I don't.
I'd rather see the show as it's happening. Number one. But yeah, but hosting, dude, it's a fucking, like, hey, you got to start it from a standstill. And then, of course, you got to be, we got to stick around. You can't really do much because you got to be there when the feature gets off.
Right.
Well, right.
Okay. So the way this show ran was, he wanted it to run differently. He had me host it. So I went up and I did 10 minutes. And then I brought up Ramon, and Ramon did 20 minutes. And then Ramon brought him up. And then he did, you know, sometimes 45 to an hour and 10 minutes, varying shows. And then I came up afterwards,
right,
and
closed it
out.
Yeah. A lot of people did a little handoff.
I like, you know, that better. I think it runs smoother versus the feature gets off stage, I get back on stage, and then get back off stage.
Yeah. Listen, as a host, I'd be happy with that.
I was very happy with that. It was like a lot less pressure. I didn't have to remember the introductions. What was cool was, as a headliner, you know, a lot of people have their credits that they want read in a specific way. Say this, 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 right. this. But he was just like, I don't care what you say. That's what he told him. I don't say whatever.
Say whatever
you
fucking want. And Kevin Nealon was the same way. He's like, yeah, you know, whatever.
They all know me. They know me.
Yeah, everybody
knows
and loves me. That's why they're here. And it's sold out. Just say my name. Bring me on stage.
Exactly.
I'm not really trying
to sell anything.
No, they don't have to impress anyone anymore.
Right.
Yeah, right. That was Nealon's opening joke. He's like, all right, so this is what I look like.
I love him, man. I remember the first special I saw on him was Netflix, and from then on I was like, I was following him all over the place trying to he's a great writer, man. And like,
that's the thing about his comedy I was loving. He tells these stories that are just funny, you know what I mean? It's just like just the work. And again, I think we had that conversation, but you know, joke writing to me has just changed in the last year like that. Like, you know, I want to just talk and put words together that are funny and be that person saying them.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like when I say, when I came out with that joke, it wasn't even a joke. All I said was, oh, I met her at the grocery store and I bought her, and it got laughs because people, if you say something that can generate an image of something, you know, it's like,
painting pictures.
Yeah.
Man.
When I do that about water skiing, I should have been parasailing. It's just a visual that people just all of a sudden fill the blank, you know? And it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's like, The greatest thing about comedy, as time goes on and on, you think, oh, how can I write this? And the longer you're in it, the easier it seems to get on the writing side. I don't know, because you think, how can I keep writing stuff? But to me, it's starting to feel like there's just so much stuff you can make fun of.
I think it gets easier because you start to get comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
You just get to know who you are.
Well, you find your voice kind of thing.
Yeah, you find your voice. And now it's just like, all right, well, I'm telling this story or this thing in my own way, and I know how I'm funny, so it just flows a lot better.
Yeah, I think it's definitely good. But that's cool, because I met them when I went out to North Hollywood a couple times, because the Wayan brothers are usually regulars at the Ha Ha Comedy Club. Mm. And one of the brothers is running this app to try to get comics and work with the clubs and stuff. There was a big program they were working on, but it seems like that. That's good, though, man. It's good that... But I don't like to hang out in the green room. You know what I mean? I mean... I'd rather sit out there. And the problem this weekend was, where are you going to go? Like,
right.
I'm wanting to go out to watch the show, and you're like standing in the back somewhere, like, oh, I just got to fucking sit down. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? But so I'd rather watch the act. Somebody was telling me, who's the comic that was telling me that, God, it wasn't him. Somebody was telling me that, you know, some comic was, came out, the headliner came out and basically did a joke that the feature did because they never paid attention. And the feature's like, what the fuck? You know, exactly. Everybody's so like, look, why did this joke not land? But I like to do that just so you kind of see, gauge the audience, right? But
so were you guys in the green room together because of the space limitations?
Yeah, okay. For the most part, like after, and again, for me to be in the feature, it's the easiest spot because
I love that spot.
Yeah, because you're sitting there, you know the MC's out there, you can hear the crowd, you kind of feel, you get an idea, you get a rhythm, and then you come out and just kaboom, and that's all you got to do. Just do your job, and then you're done. Mm-hmm. Then now I just have to chill out for a little while, then set up my merch. You know, after, you know, I got to go out there.
Get on that merch grind.
Got to get that fucking merch.
So any key, what would you say, like the best nugget of advice that you received from Kevin or any at all or no?
I mean.
Not like on your act or anything, but just maybe about anything.
Didn't talk much about that at all. Because it's almost like the nicest thing was, I guess he'd hung out with Will Schreiner, I guess, on Saturday. They're friends. You know Will Schreiner?
Yeah.
Long to 80s. He goes, oh, by the way, Will says hi. You know, so that's that right there. You kind of feel like
you're in there.
So at one point, somebody said they're having a conversation about you, and it kind of feels good. You know, it's like a good feeling, like an uplifting feeling. I remember one time this is a few years ago. I'm sitting there. I was kind of bummed out. It actually involves Will. I was kind of bummed out about, you know, in those modes where you're a little depressed about stuff in the comedy, and you're like, I want things to work. And all of a sudden, I get an email or a call from one comic, then Will called, and then Jim Florentine. So I was sitting there. I'm like, I think Perry Sack was in here. I go, dude, I was all bummed out. And look at the fucking last three people I just spoke to on the phone. You know, it's like weird. You know, it's like, oh, I actually feel like I'm doing something. You know, it's like an accomplishment, you know?
Jay, any great advice that you got from Damon, your best nugget of advice?
I would say that I would like to share.
Oh, okay.
No, for sure.
Yeah, that you would like to share.
He definitely seemed like an advocate for younger comics. And I think that's what his management group was looking for. They wanted local talent. And so afterwards, after Sunday, he kind of was just like, all right, you guys want to hang out, have a drink and whatnot. And he sat us down and he started going through, you know, the scene in L.A. and how it differs from here. And he's just like how it's more of a cutthroat scene out there.
Yep.
If you're planning on making that move to L.A. or New York or one of the Atlanta, like a big populated area.
Right.
Where there's going to be a lot of comedians that, you know, being goal directed, knowing exactly what you want to get from the situation and not just going out there and willy-nilly, like just have a plan and work your plan. So if you want to be on TV, if you want to be a movie, start making scripts. You know, when you get out there, you have something to pitch, you got a project or something to do. And he was very adamant about not giving up, forming a community, whether it be you know, four or five guys,
right,
or four or five people to get together and just
we spoke
run
about
your
this.
Ideas, you know, with everybody. Do your jokes, pitch your stuff to each other and help each other. Build up each other, build up the area, the scene. And then if somebody was to take off, you know, you got some kind of family and stuff that you can bring with you and do those things. So that was, you know, all the stuff that we're doing
sounds
that everybody
very
seems very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it's inevitable. Like I feel like when I heard him talk a lot, I was just like, oh, I'm on the right path. As far as comedy, he was saying, you know, find workrooms where you just go in and just don't go up with material sometimes. He's like, just go up there and talk. And that's how you find your voice a lot faster. If you're just having conversations with people and figuring out how to be funny, you know, in that interim and then just, you know, executing that more often.
Yeah, because then it's natural, right?
And then it just becomes more natural.
Yeah, you know, the advice my wife gave me early, you know, I remember years ago at an open mic at the old Hard Rock Improv. I'm sitting there with, you know, it's a 5-minute open mic. And I'm sitting there looking at my notes. And I'm sitting there and she looks at me. She goes, put that fucking, you know, just go up and do your fucking thing. You know, like, go up and be funny. You know, she said, what I always loved about you is you're funny. You're just talking. I think it's great advice because, and not have, like you're saying, because how many times have I gone to the Buddha and gone, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to be that person going up there. So what do you guys want to talk about? You know what I mean?
I don't think do that. I think what you did with the host this time was where you listened and you went up and you kind of piggybacked off of it.
Right.
And then you got the laugh and then that creates the immediate comfort. Like, all right, you guys are all right.
Yeah.
And then you can go and.
And you know what happened from that? I didn't start with my fat guy bit. I ended up just getting into my racism bit and fucking around. I just didn't, you know, I felt.
And that's the more natural way progression to go.
And you just go, like, and then boom, you look boom, at your boom. Watch, oh, I got 5 minutes left, so I'm gonna close on something. And that's confidence, though. That's the because that makes it more of a conversation. That makes it more does. Of a free, relaxing thing. Because I know the one of the things this weekend that was because usually when I'm at the Improv, I'm a little nervous. It's the big room. Yeah. It's a, you know, it's you want to fuck room. Up. You know, but this was like I think it was the first time I worked at the weekend, worked at the Improv where I was just like, I'm here, man. You know what I mean? Whether I come back or not, my life's like you said. I'm on track. I'm not. You know, this is not going to make or break me. You know what I mean? This is it. So that takes a lot too, right? I mean, that's you're big on success and
bro, I
motivation.
Feel very validated right now in a lot you of sure? areas. You don't like even behind the scenes things that I haven't really announced yet. Like I am putting together a multi-layered fucking plan because this is the thing, and I think this is what a lot of comics unfortunately don't get.
Have, right.
You could be so talented and so funny, and let's just say you're one of the few that's not a total unreliable fuck up that's addicted to a substance. But if you don't have a plan with right. your shit and you just float around, unfortunately these days, just moving to an oversaturated place like LA or New York where things are happening is not enough. No. Like you better be able, nobody's going to want to make your script if you haven't made other shit before. Nope. Nobody's going to want to talk to you if you don't have an hour of material. Right. I think that's the biggest issue people make is moving to a place without, like LA. Nobody's going to manage you without an hour.
No.
So if you're moving to LA and you want to get managed specifically for comedy and that kind of talent, unless you're going to go on auditions and castings and open calls while you get that hour because you want to be an actor or actress, yo, you better go out. If it's for comedy, you better have that hour, like an hour of original, amazing, hilarious shit.
Yeah, back I remember years ago, a lot of comics were making that move to New York. And people say, well, are you going to go? I'm like, no, I'm not. There's no reason I should go. They got plenty of, you know what I mean? I got to get better. You know, that was my game plan was to tour and, you know, travel around and actually work the craft, you know, actually be a val. Because you don't want to go to New York and deal with people that have been getting up 7-8 times a night.
Yep,
you know,
and start off those New York shows, you're doing 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next place, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, you're not where really.
Here, you get a legit 5 minutes and sometimes more.
Yeah.
You know, to actually just get into your stuff.
Yeah.
South Florida, Florida itself, but specifically South Florida, is one of the most underrated scenes for up and coming comedians.
Believe that.
Because people don't understand that you cannot just work the scene, you can work the state.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go far to find a lot of cities running comedy. The only issue is, yeah, you got to be able to do old stuff sometimes because a lot of those towns are filled with old people. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, if you're looking to work yourself into finding that hour and finding that voice, you get the most stage time and the most opportunity to do that out of South Florida.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I hate when people hate on it. Like, I get it. You might not make it here, but you're going to get all the tools to make it somewhere here because I like going up on an open mic and getting fucking 8 to 10 minutes. I don't know about
that's
you guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, so the more time you do on stage, the better you get. That's it. I mean, you know, you do. I mean, you the minute when you start doing 30 minute sets, you get even better because now you're really, you know, it's like I always related to fighting. You know, it's like when you first start fighting, you fight a round and then you go to 3 rounds and then you go to 5 rounds and then, you know, you fight a 10 round fight, man. Then you end up getting to a 3 round bout. And you're like, You know, it's
you're
a difference.
Building it up.
It's a difference of the world. All right. Well,
the world. So much going on in the world. Not just all the laughter that we are bringing to it.
That's right.
As a trio.
I got to visit the Division of Motor Vehicles today.
Wow, that sounds fun.
It was. And I just want to let people know that if you want to know
you
what it's like.
Division?
Huh?
The Division of Motor Vehicles?
Division.
Yeah. DMV?
I thought it was Department.
Oh.
Yeah, department.
I thought
no,
you were saying
I
that
don't know.
Divided
Division
a lot
of
people.
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll
could
be the official Googler.
I'm being corrected by the fireman now.
I just feel like
fucking Damon Wayans give you that advice. It's not division.
If I'm
guessing, I thought you were being funny.
I thought
you were like
division.
It could be.
I think it's the Division of Motor Vehicles. Anyway, so I just want to let people know. Congratulations to Bernie Sanders for winning supposedly Iowa and then New Hampshire. But if you really want to know what a Bernie Sanders presidency can look like, just spend the day at the Division of Motor Vehicles. Because there's no competition with the Division of Motor Vehicles. It's an agency. That's it. And you want to see people work at the least motivated fucking manner.
All right, it was department. Jay's right.
All
right. Firefighter knows.
Sorry.
He knows about those government.
I thought it was being funny. I just thought he was in there and he felt very divided.
Yeah. So I felt like
the first thing, I had a 2 o'clock. I did the appointment.
Just talked right over. I was let me just get this joke out.
I did the appointment. I set up the appointment, which is usually better, right?
How long ago did you set it? Because it had to be at least 2 months ago.
No. It was just like I lost the wallet and then it had to be a week and a half ago, like week and a half.
Man, they don't, in Palm Beach, dude.
Yeah, it's longer.
Oh, dude, you try to set an appointment for anything there, it's like
it's nuts. Well, all I know is I said, you know what, I'm not going to, because I went in, I ended up getting my carry permit license in 15 minutes. You go to a place on Plantation, take no line. But if you of course, which...
Hence the issue a lot of people have with that, but...
Well, you already have to have the license to get it.
But man, to get that driver's license, it took hours.
Yeah, you got to sit there.
Days, weeks.
You want a gun license? You got a gun? Hey, good. Here's your... Yeah, just use any photo you want. Just put it on this fucking cardboard. I was writing a joke about that. I was like, I'm in Florida, so I thought it was more important to get my carry permit than it was my driver's license. No one else has a driver's license in Florida. Got that done just to have an ID, mm-hmm. And then it took me like a week and a half to finally go today. And, so I get there, appointment's at 2, but the email they send you is please arrive at least 15 minutes early. So I get there and this nice lady, you have an appointment? I go, yes, I have a 2 o'clock appointment. It was like 1:45. And she goes, okay, well go sit over there until 2. I go, I thought it said to get here at court. That's right. You came here to fucking sit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's great customer service. But you're blaming that on Bernie? Is that what you're doing right now?
That's what it's going to be like, man. Socialism, there's no options. There's one agency, one government that runs everything for you.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's bad. It's horrible.
I hate the world to run like the Division of Motor Vehicles.
It was a nightmare. The young lady who helped me when I first, that she was nice, and she would said, please fill out a survey, because everybody asks you to fill out a survey.
Oh, you wrecked her on that survey.
No, I gave like her a 5, like how we like strongly agree. I strongly agree with her, but like they had the questions. How were you treated when you arrived? I go, disagree. Number 1. 2.
Yeah.
I gave it 2.
Gave 2.
No, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah,
I
said it's 1 star.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
They don't let you do 0 stars on that thing, do
no,
they?
No negatives either. Oh. It's like, you can take a fucking that's star. With, listen, if somebody else gave this fucking whore a star, I want to take it back. So I gave her a 2 at the entrance, and then the person who handled it gave her a 5. And then, listen, I'm sitting there, there's a long line. The process is you get it, you get all your data, your information. Right, to get it, I was replacing my license, so I had to bring a passport, proof of ID, my social security card, which I didn't even think I had. My wife's like, I got it. I'm like, well, I haven't fucking seen my social security card in years. It's in our safe. So I bring all that stuff. She takes it, and then
smart
you have to go.
Wife, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, she knows where all that shit's at.
Yeah, let her have that. I don't need that fucking problem. So then, so we go sit down and now wait after, the picture and all that shit, and then to pay. So I go pay, one lady takes a break. When you see some girl's on the computer sitting there going like this with her fucking hair, like playing with her fucking weave or whatever it was in her hair. Yeah, it was a weave. It was a fucking wig. And, I could tell.
So are you saying this lady was
a black?
Every, was of
99% of the people that were working, they were black. This is the way it was. I don't know.
Is that again part of communist America or socialist America?
I don't know if Bernie wants it that way, but all I know is that that's just the way it was. And this girl's sitting there, and then the supervisor lady goes, Betty, you ready to get? She goes, okay. Sit there for a second. You know what I mean? Like, It took her 10 minutes to get up from her fucking desk. And then when she did get up, she goes, oh, I got it. And she walked to the bathroom or something. And I'm sitting there in fucking line like, okay. And then she finally gets there, and then she stands around, and walks away again. And then the other girl who was still there handled 3 people by the time this girl finally got to fucking work. So I was like, all right, so whatever. And then again, I didn't care. I was in a big hurry. So I'm like, whatever. And then it finally, okay, let's get it. And then I went up there and like 5 people who followed me in the line all went up and got their driver's licenses. And they had to sit and wait. They called their names. I'm like, well, what the fuck happened? Why is mine, what happened in this process? And sure enough, I walked up, excuse me, but I was actually, there's like seven or eight people that got that were in line after me. How does that work? You know, how does that? Oh. And she gave same girl, by the way. She, what's your name? You know, and I'm like, oh, fuck, just whatever. What's your name?
What's your name? Racist.
It's her, that's how she sounded. That was her voice.
I know, but just whatever. Your listen, black impressions how, come off as racist. How, listen, I don't know why.
Listen, hold on a second. Let's get something fucking
straight
here.
I'm not saying
here.
You're racist.
I'm
not,
I know, but but I'm talking about the aspect
of that.
All color. I judge everybody equally.
She's like, how many times have you gotten this speech from him? Because you're like,
no, no, she knows me by now.
No, I know and love every part of him, and that's why I love being on the podcast, because it's been, look, we've been ride or die for like a gazillion years.
She
on
knows
this podcast.
She, listen,
like,
she knows that
out of everyone who's left, I think I'm fucking the longest at this
yes,
point.
This, yeah, you are.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. This started in like 2013.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God.
So, yeah. So, yes. My, again, she knows everybody has a
what
4.
What your name is?
Everybody. What your name is?
What's your name?
But that's how she sounded. I'm not. Listen, if I don't, if I can't mimic a voice in a sense, I won't right. do the voice.
No, yeah. You are an actor.
I am a thespian.
Yeah, this is part of theater.
Okay,
all right.
I'm not like juicing it up in a way. I'm just trying to, you know. Listen, I'm no Rich Little either, but you know what I mean. I'm trying to get you in the moment. You know, if she said, "What was your name?" I would say, "What was your name?" You know what I mean? But she didn't. She said, and she even had attitude. She looked at me like, "What was your name?"
Did she pat her weave?
No, right. She was done patting at that point. I guess the itch was gone. Oh, God. So, yes, and then she...
Sounds terrible.
And I waited, and then she finally called my name again. Thank God.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
I have a new driver's license.
What was the total time you spent in there?
Oh, I don't know about...
So, you got there at 2...
I got
145,
there at 145.
Waited till 2.
I think I was there by... I was about an hour total. Probably about an hour.
That's it?
Yeah.
All this ensued, and I thought you were going to be like, oh, I was there for, you know, 3.5-4 hours with the appointment.
You think I would be this happy if I was in that fucking place
so
that
here's
long?
What, so how's the picture? Did you have to take a new picture?
Yeah, I got a new picture.
So how's the new driver's license
It looks
picture?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
looks,
you feeling it?
Yeah, I feel good. My wife was mocking me on the side. She's like, I got back and goes, of course it was a good photo. You're standing there with your fucking face. I go, what the fuck are you trying to tell me about my fucking face? So, no, but it was like a little smile, and you know what I mean. It was,
right.
You know, look, it's a new license. Like, you got to have the new style license if you're going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get on a plane without a passport unless you have the new, you know,
the one with the star on it, right?
It's the like star verified. That, or, and it has the picture that you could see through on both sides. It has like a
in
the
I
bottom right corner
flying.
Of it, they have a little photo of you.
Yeah,
but it's like transparent. You could
see
through. It.
It's getting a little crazy because I haven't changed my name yet since I got married because I'm like 3 for 3 on amazing driver's license pictures. And I don't think I can go 4 for 4. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I mean, I'm so proud of my driver's license picture that at one point I made it my profile picture for Facebook. it's so hot. Like, I'll show anyone. I'll be like, what? You want to see my driver's license? No problem. Like, here you go. I think I'm just like VHS sexy. That's what I am. I'm
like Minda, like every time I would book Minda for a show, I'd have to use some old headshot. I mean, it's not even a headshot. It was like a Polaroid that she fucking scanned.
Thank God you don't book me anymore, so you don't have to worry
about
that problem.
You gotta get some headshots.
I have headshots.
You do have headshots? Are
they
real headshots?
Real headshots.
No, they're not just not that image.
I actually have to get new headshots, but that's part of
you and Perry Sack. You and Perry Sack are like the worst fucking.
No, I have professional headshots.
You do?
Yes.
I got to see him because I, you know.
Dexter angry, too. He needs some headshots. I put him on the show. He sent me one of him at the bar.
It's, like, it's amazing,
I got,
right?
High-res, like, real, you know.
Yeah.
I went to a storage
Zach
unit.
Bugarin.
There was a whole setup.
Bugarin. Zach Bugarin does amazing headshots.
Yeah. I you know, I got to. Yeah, I would have a comedy class.
Thing.
I'm going to have a comedy class, and the first class is going to be about getting headshots. A business card and a fucking website, right?
Yeah, that's some good steps. I don't know about that. I would say start with jokes. Start with material.
You got to at least be funny,
like
right?
5 minutes.
You got to at least know that you should waste your money and time.
I mean, I feel like handing out promotional materials before you're at least like featuring seems a little like jump the gun.
Let me ask, while we're on this, I think.
You know, featuring at these the shows that we do around here is not featuring typically.
No, I mean,
it's just like
one.
You're still building yourself up. You're still getting
so. Yeah.
In order to do that, though, comics want you to have a headshot for that.
Listen, well, if you want to be treated seriously, you have to have a fucking headshot or two.
Take it serious.
You got to have a 5 and a 7 minute video at least that you could disperse of decent quality.
I don't have that yet. I've been doing pretty well.
No, you got, dude. Listen, you better listen. Listen, right now, dude, you need a fucking video, okay?
I have.
He definitely has a video.
You got no. Does he? He just said he didn't.
Well, I got a video because that's what that we submitted to the Damon Wayans thing.
Oh, okay,
but I don't put it out there like.
No. You don't, and you don't want to distribute it like these people that put their. You know they're going to be ashamed. They're going to be upset with it 10 years from now. Oh my god, I can't believe I released that shit. You know, now if I release anything now, it's usually from crowd work or something that happens, and I don't want to put my jokes out there.
Right.
But everybody who's a comic, so that if somebody calls you from the club,
I need it, you got to send them a, you know,
and if you're really good, you should have a 5 minute clean one and like a 5 to 7 minute, whatever the fuck you do, a whole full, like a comedy night, you know, a comedy club set kind of thing. That just happened. I had somebody reach out to me for this gig in Lake George. This summer, which is up in...
You're already getting booked for the summer, huh?
Yeah, I just booked Grand Rapids in Michigan for Dr. Grins for September.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's these clubs book that far out, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty much booked through June. I think I'm booked through up until June. Most of them booked pretty much solid. So but that's the thing I talk about, the time. You know, you're sitting there, I already have weekends that I'm off. I know I'm off. Then I have another weekend off, you know. But
you got strike balance, Dougie. Listen, you need to like meditate or some shit, like yoga. Oh man, get some yoga? Like get limber. Yoga. Limber.
I am limber. I
you are
stretch.
Not limber.
I'm more limber than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
I could barely do a split if you after the show. You want me to see? Is that limber? What the fuck is you just challenging me?
What are you saying?
Physically have these things like
you're
you,
the one
you
who said I'm more. Like, I just said you weren't limber. I didn't challenge you.
That's why you just did challenging. Saying
you said
saying somebody is
splits after the show.
Listen, you're a smart woman. When you tell somebody that they are not limber, that's challenging. That's saying, how do you know? You have no idea whether or not I could touch my toes.
I said you should do yoga, so I'm giving you some vote of confidence
in
your flexibility.
No, you're not. Give me advice.
Dan can't do yoga at all. He is so inflexible. He could not even participate.
Well, not every man is like your husband, okay, Minda? Not all of us have the same qualities as the guy you share.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
I've seen Dougie do a cartwheel, so.
Almost. By the way, did you hear the show? Did you get to listen to that show?
I listened to a little bit of
it. All right, because I told Lalo to listen to it. He died laughing. We were fucking making fun of Lalo.
Oh.
Because on a gig, we did a gig, and then we're talking, and Lalo goes, if Dougie could do a cartwheel, I'll suck everybody's dick, and I hit the cartwheel. And it was, you know, I thought I could do it easier than I did it.
So does anyone have the cartwheel on video?
No.
Oh, y'all fucked up.
But everybody who lived within a mile or two.
It happened so fast. He was just, Lalo was just like, he was like, if Dougie can do a cartwheel, I'll suck. And then Dougie was mid-cartwheel already.
Yeah? How high'd the legs get?
They went up and they came straight down.
The legs went about to your knee level.
No, stop it. Throw you
no,
both
but
out
like,
here.
Were they straight up? No.
I went around. I went like this and I came down.
Oh, you did a round off.
It was more of a round
off. So you did the whole boom, like the stuck the leg.
I went with my right arm.
I mean, you know what a round off looks like.
I went with my
right
arm. Yes, I started in a cartwheel motion, and as my legs went up, they came straight down, landing the opposite way. That was it.
So this would be a cartwheel, right?
Yeah.
It was more like...
What the fuck is that?
It looked like he caught himself from tumbling. That's what it...
In all honesty, I went up, like I cartwheeled, I went up, and then instead of flowing like this, it was kind of like this. Boom.
See, I was kind of envisioning it more like this, like.
No, it wasn't. It was. I don't know what that. I couldn't see my legs. I was.
Yep.
I was almost passed out. Like, all the blood.
Like a rainbow.
I don't know if I saw anything once I started the.
The best high he's gotten all year.
Once I actually started the fucking process, I couldn't tell you what happened. I just know
you
that
blacked out.
I just know that everybody within a mile's radius felt it when my feet landed.
Ever watch The Office where Creed tries to do a cartwheel?
Yeah, I've seen
Creed 100 times better. 100 times better.
Yeah.
God, God, I can't believe nobody
Mind
did
you,
it.
This was after a few beers.
It was.
Sure.
There was some serious drinking going on.
Okay. So we're not doing the Wake Up with Late with Dougie Show cartwheel challenge.
I'll do a cartwheel, man.
Will you do a cartwheel on video for the listeners?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'll do one
with you. I'll do a cartwheel round-off combination, man, if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like you to do a backflip.
No, I can't backflip. I couldn't even really backflip that well when I was like supposed to know how to do
it. Yeah.
But cartwheel round, we'll do it together.
Sure, we'll do we'll do synchronized like, cartwheels.
Oh my God.
I like that.
Jay will definitely video.
Jay's gonna be sitting by with a fucking stretcher and oxygen.
That's exactly.
I can still do a backflip into a pool.
Bandages ready.
All right. Well,
get that
board. Sea collar. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
get the oxygen ready.
No, you're super athletic, and I'm okay. So I think together.
I think my problem that night was
It was the drinking.
No, not really that. I think the thought was. You know what I mean? It's been a long time since I've ever done a fucking cartwheel, number one. So I didn't really, like, usually you generate a little bit of forward motion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kind of just, like, went straight down with my arms and my legs went up in the air. And then
you didn't give yourself the little, like, momentum.
Yeah, I didn't go forward. It
could have been the position of the equator.
It could have been like this broom challenge. I think the gravity kept me stuck.
That's what it was.
By the way, did you guys do the broom challenge? Did you try to stick a broom to the floor?
I tried it.
I don't give a fuck about
that. I'm not going to lie. I tried it, and it didn't work.
You know, it's a hoax. You know,
is it?
Yeah.
No, there's a whole bunch of people did it.
Yeah, a whole bunch of assholes out there, fucking bunch of lemmings. Speaking of bad things, I didn't crash on my cartwheel as bad as that poor stripper that everybody saw in the video that fell from 15 fucking feet.
No, I got to give it to that bitch. You see how she kept working?
Yeah, she
did not stop. She just started like it never even happened.
You know that she broke her jaw.
Was like from the back yelling, "You're on the clock.
Keep dancing, bitch."
I'd like to think
she broke her jaw. She fractured her ankle. She chipped her teeth. So she was, you know. She handled it like a trooper. She kept doing the.
Oh, my God.
She was
like
twerking
NFL
her ass right after.
Athlete, that bitch just kept.
I don't know if she was twerking or in convulsions from the fucking.
Seizing after.
But everybody's seen that video, right? She falls from the fucking pole and crashes to the floor.
It is like a showstopper.
You've had that happen. You ever had like a bad. Like fall?
Dude, that's a trauma alert.
Yeah.
You know, you fall from. That's that high up. You know, that's an automatic blue on our trauma scale. And she's got a fractured jaw.
Yeah.
They said
ankle.
It with two stories, right? Is that how high it was? I think that's what
stories,
I read.
Two stories is 20 feet.
That's, yes.
And I don't know if it was that high.
It looked high. It
could have been over 10, 15 feet. She was up there.
I'm pretty sure.
She could have been up to 20. Could have been as close.
It was like
10 feet is at the top of this roof.
Right.
Yeah, she was way higher than that.
She was a bit higher than that.
Oh, my God.
And God bless her.
Just keeping it going.
Yeah. We got some stories about that, and we got some stories about some strippers that came down to Florida for the Super Bowl. A lot of strippers.
Did you see that picture of that room? I don't know if that was real.
All the money on the floor.
Yeah, photoshopped or real? I don't have enough. No, I'm asking.
And yeah, there was tons of cash all over Florida strip club at the end of the night.
It was like a strip club, like a long shot, and it looked to be about at least 8 inches of just.
I believe
it. It didn't just rain; it flooded.
I believe it.
Yeah,
like they were going to have to go shovel. Like
everybody's trying to show each other up on. You know what I mean? I believe it. I'd buy that shit.
That's why they all fly in for that. You know,
yeah.
Just like All Star Weekend basketball, they all fly in.
We need more whores.
Experience.
Put on all their best.
We need more whores. Send us your whores. Well, that was interesting. And of course, this week, Thursday or Friday is Valentine's Day.
Friday,
right?
Yeah.
Do you still celebrate Valentine's Day?
I'm
just saying, you've been married a lot. Married couples don't.
We usually go out to a really nice dinner and. I think last year I forgot that place that's in Delray. It'll hit me. It's a really nice restaurant, and I had 2 dozen roses at the table there. I had them delivered there, so when we got there and went to sit at the table, they were there.
Nice.
Pretty smooth.
Yeah, romantic. Very nice.
Yeah, a little smooth. And, but this year, my wife made the dinner reservations this year, and so we're going to be doing that. Actually, we're going out with another couple.
Ooh. Oh,
so you never know.
May have a little competition dating.
Yeah, exactly. May have a little foursome after.
Wow.
A little swapping. I remember this. Do you remember the stupidest thing you ever bought or got on Valentine's? Like, I'll start. First of all, I remember years ago, this is when I was dating my wife, probably first couple few years. for Valentine's Day, I got her. I went to one of those sex shops and got her a basket of toys and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know if it was for me or for her, but
oh, it was for you. Yeah, it was 100% for you.
But it's like when a guy buys a girl lingerie and shit, you know. But I mean, I got
that's
lingerie.
It's like a chick getting you like a bottle of lotion. This is for you.
Oh yeah, she buys you like a banana hammock to wear or some stupid shit. But I think that was the stupidest thing I ever got.
Toys?
You know, like a basket of, you know, all kinds like of things to try out. Yeah, anal beads, a big dildo, a cock ring for me, and you know, some lubricant.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fucking party night.
Sounds
then.
Like a dream.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Look at me, Mr.
Mr. Happy she's Valentine's
like,
Day
she's
to
like
you.
Opening the basket. Yeah.
She's like, looking, where's my fucking present at? Look, like.
Looking for jewelry. you know, looking for chocolate at least. And
what
just...
is this gerbil doing in here?
What are these things? You how about you? You got it?
My girl got me one time. She just my ex. She did my laundry for me.
Really?
She folded
Happy
it up.
Valentine's
wow.
Day.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was very thoughtful because I just came home. It was all done.
Okay.
There was like a little note on there. She had like little cards and stuff around. It was very nice.
Nice. That's pretty. Right. And as the only lady in the room, what would you say is the worst and the best thing you ever got?
I have no idea. I think all presents are nice. I mean, I'll take whatever you got. I don't know. I
do
mean,
you
I'm
celebrate
sure,
it? Is it like
fuck
a,
yeah. yeah. I'm amazing at buying presents. So everyone
so what do you
wants
get?
To celebrate
well,
shit with
so
me.
So you're thoughtful then. You're
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
no.
Well.
I look into people's fucking souls. Oh, I know shit that they want that they don't even yeah. know they want until I give them that shit. And they're like, oh, my God. I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I'm great at it.
Well, let me ask you this because, I mean, for a guy to get his girl something on Valentine's Day, you got a lot of choices, you know, jewelry, chocolate, trips, flowers.
Yeah, see, I'm not into flowers.
But
I already eat chocolate. But what
do you buy
Dan did great this year. I already know what he did because we had to clear because there was a potential date conflict. So he got me concert tickets to somebody who I had mentioned.
Oh, that's nice.
That I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Boom. So that's what, I mean,
well, nice.
I'm not going to disclose what I got him because he doesn't know it yet.
Ah.
But it's.
Well, what, aside from what you got him this time, what did you get him last year?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, what do you
like,
get?
Literally,
what do you get
I
a guy?
Don't remember.
What can you get a guy? I mean, is,
oh, my God.
Is just
tickets to events or
all right, so,
I bought him an acting workshop before for, as a present.
But see, those
I get him a lot of dope
loves.
Clothes and shoes because he doesn't know where to buy them at.
Really?
And you have to get it all special ordered online usually. And he's not going to do that, so he doesn't wear the belly
shirts. So he walks
shirts.
Around.
Yeah, no, basically, he used to just be wrinkly and stuff that was too small for
yeah.
him before we met.
Minda's changed all that now.
Well, he can wear whatever he wants, but I just make sure it's like his size. Like, I don't
That's
mold
thoughtful,
somebody.
You know?
Like,
and then
you know?
Plan it out in advance, so it's not like you're doing it the day of.
Oh, yeah, everything's planned out.
Yeah.
I'm a big planner when it comes
you
to
gotta
gifting.
Do, you got to think ahead like
I
that.
I mean, we do a lot of, like, trips to Universal, mm-hmm. like I don't know, like mm-hmm. we really mix it up mm. when it comes to gift giving.
Well, good.
You gotta do it fine. A
well,
lot
good.
Of Groupons.
I was, you know, just wonder if any ladies out there are wondering some good ideas. So you know, gift. I think one time my wife for Valentine's Day got us tickets to it was a play. It was in the theater. Miss Saigon.
Did you want to see Miss Saigon? Because again, that may sound, that's like your dick basket. That sounds like that may have been something for
something
her.
Makes you, wanna, you know what? I mean, matter
right?
of fact, it was the same year I got the fucking dildo. The year after. No, I mean, you know, of course. But I think that was it. But I mean, what do you get a guy, you know? It's like,
oh
I don't want
God.
Roses. I don't want flowers and shit. You know,
oh,
chocolate.
There's so many dope presents to get a guy. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what I was asking. That's why I asked that. You. You
yeah,
really...
I mean, I kind of went through some of it. But you like guys like really nice sneakers. Definitely do that. If your guy's really into his car, get him something special for his car. Maybe
so, yeah, so
a custom piece he's
so
been
don't think
to
of
get.
It as Valentine's Day by buying something loving or... But buy a gift like Christmas. It's like a fucking birthday gift.
You're saying
gift,
I love you by giving a gift that somebody
yeah,
wants. The
good,
best way you can say I love you is to get someone some shit that they
that's
want.
That's good advice by Minda, ladies. If
yeah.
you're going to buy him something for Valentine's Day, don't try to stick to the Valentine motif.
Bro, massage Groupons in
yeah.
your area that they're easily redeemable is a great one.
That's what my wife got me for my for Christmas. 2 hours of massage.
Yeah, don't make it a couples one. Just
no.
send dude on his own.
You don't
Let
want
it
her there when
him.
You're getting spanked. What are you doing over there? Mahoney, just keep your face down. Just keep your head in that hole over there. But that's the thing. Like, I get regular massages now. It's not the same as getting the old, you know, the really good one.
Yeah, the happy ending one.
It's just different, you know, because when you get a regular massage and they keep the sheet on you all the time, you're like, I don't need this. Take the sheet off.
Your wife then, she should give you a happy ending massage for Valentine's.
That'd be, we got it. You know, we got a.
That, you got a massage table.
We got a
right?
massage table.
That's it.
And that's sexy as shit. Yeah,
you've
I was telling my wife, honey,
before.
Let's get
I'm
on the
sure
fucking massage table.
If you have a massage table, there's no way.
That's
she's
what I'm
going to
do. When
that.
We get back from dinner, I'm going to put her on the massage table. But she's always like, every time you massage me, you massage me for a little bit, then you go right to the fucking.
Yeah, well, you got to make it about her.
That's about, fuck it. It is about her. It's not. I'm not playing with my vagina. I'm playing with her.
Don't even massage the vagina for like.
How could you not?
20 to 30 minutes.
What,
try to like.
What are you going
to
do? How much time can you spend on the shoulders, no. Brother? I mean, when you got a woman's
I'm
ass
giving
sitting
you
there.
A
that's
a
how
guideline.
Dougie looks at a woman. He's like, shoulders, vagina.
Yeah.
Bro,
what too else am I massaging? Yeah.
The shoulder muscles connected to the vagina muscle.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe if you were better at your massage, she'd be better at hers.
No, she's horrible at massage. I'm very good at massage.
Of course.
I know how to.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Well, and one of the things you do in martial arts is learn how to help a broken, you know, help something sore.
I already have to pee so bad. You got to stop.
Why don't you come over here, man. I'll give you a massage where you don't pee.
Oh, my God.
I can massage.
I would pee right on
you
right now.
No, I can massage a certain part of your body where you just won't pee. I can stop the flow.
This is getting weird. Like, I'm just
telling you.
I'm not trying to say I want to pee here.
But you know what I'm saying? She doesn't like
I'm
it
laughing.
When I'm, like, say I'm not I just know. Like, my wife is not good at massages. I am good at massages. I'm very good at massages.
I believe
look at these
that.
Fucking
no,
hands, okay? Look at these fucking meat hooks. Look at these things get in
very
deep.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
Powerful
yes.
hands.
Yes.
Very nimble
yes.
fingers.
Very nimble.
That's the martial arts side, Jay. It's
the
finger nimbility.
And it's the touch. It's the feel. Like, have you ever had a massage from somebody that you don't think they know, they understand the idea of touch? Like, they have no real concept of it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're sitting there like, it's not,
like
you know?
It hurts.
Yes. Yeah, like, yeah. they have no, yes. they don't, they can't
they're
tell.
In your spine.
Like, you, when,
like
you massage, when you massage your girl or something, you could feel what the tension
yeah.
gives and go, you so you pay attention
and
to
I
it.
I got pretty big, you know.
Yeah, you got
hand.
Big hands, yeah. man. So, you know, I mean, fuck.
I like a rubber hole back with one, you know, one hand.
Okay, it's a black thing again.
Wow, you do have really long fingers, don't
yeah.
you? Look at that.
Hey, you know who's got long fingers? Did you see the photo of Kevin Nealon with me when he's pointing at me?
Yeah.
Is that a fucking, I thought he was E.T. for
yeah,
a minute.
He's definitely got a long.
Yeah, it's a long fucking finger. Well, anyway,
right.
We got things to do today, so let's do this part of it. For a minute.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure. Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter. See you in a little while. Gotta go see Peter eat a basket. Not of dildos, something else. Here's a story. The Broom Challenge is an internet hoax that sweeps social media. The Broom Challenge took the internet by storm on Monday as videos flooded social media of people standing up their broomsticks. On the bristles, the reason a fake claim spread on social media that NASA said it would only work on a specific date being February 10th. From the news anchors to celebrities, everyone seemed to be trying it out. Some people, you know, stood their broom up.
Yeah.
They're probably newer brooms.
That's what it was.
I got older ones that would never fucking stand. Posting photos and videos they spurred by the idea that only possible on this one day.
Oh, so I guess that's...
So
I didn't
you could
even
just
know
stand
the
them
full...
up on themselves any day.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. I didn't even know there was a story behind the broom thing.
NASA confirmed in a statement to CBS News on Tuesday that there's no truth to the broom challenge. This and is another social media hoax that exemplifies how quickly pseudoscience and false claims go viral.
Fake news, bro.
Fake news.
It's our whole
while this
life
hoax
now.
Was harmless, it also shows why it's important for us all of us to go to do some fact checking and research before you go try to stand a fucking broom up.
Yeah, this was definitely harmless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As long as it didn't say, like, sit
it's
on the
time.
Broom. You know, shove the broom up your ass and see if it stays.
A lot of timelines with brooms on it.
Yes. Hundreds of dancers stranded in Miami after money is stolen at a stripper bowl. Well, go figure. Owners of a strip club not being honest. Stripper Bowl 2020 leaves dancers broken and stranded in Miami.
Stripper Bowl?
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my God. They probably flew in from all over the country
to
compete.
Are they taking donations right now to make sure
they
find
got Venmo?
A home?
They got cash apps? They can, dancers from all over bought one-way tickets. So that's the problem. Well, I guess you don't know. Well, you should know. It's a weekend.
No, you don't know. You might get lucky, and somebody might invite you to hang out. And then,
well, that's why you fly Southwest, right, Minda?
That's it.
Why you,
you can
fly Southwest
whenever you want.
That's, oh, they have no change fees on Southwest.
That's
huh?
right. You just goes you have to put it toward.
It just
like
goes back into your account. Yeah. Huh?
You can even book a flight, see that it's cheaper a week later.
Book it again.
Rebook
and
it, and I would refund, and
right.
then
yeah, you
rebook,
it.
And
right.
you just put the.
And they're not. They don't care. They're not like you're tricking them. Fucking Southwest is the best. Like I'll they'll tell me they're like. Hey, you know what? We should just cancel this, and because you'll get like a $20 credit. Let's do this. You want me to do that? Yeah, fucking want you to do it. They're the best.
See, that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. That's how JetBlue is if you're a Mosaic member.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could call them. I was a Mosaic member like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Through some accident, and you could call them the day of the flight, and you'd be like, "Yeah, I don't want to go on this. You guys got one later on today or tomorrow?" And that just puts you right on it.
Right.
No fees, no
well,
anything.
Well, to be fair. If you're changing that shit at the last minute and you're trying to do that, when you buy your new one, they don't just put you on one. Like, that one might be considerably more
right,
than
exactly,
what you bought.
Exactly.
So, like, they'll let you put all your money. So, if
towards
you bought
that.
An $80 ticket and now it's $200 for you
yeah,
to change,
right.
you'll put the whole $80. There's no fee
right,
to change it, but you're still going to owe them whatever that
right,
new fare is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
hey, you know what? We but, don't have much time because we got to go. You got to go. You got to host
it. Oh, I really got to go.
And I
got
yeah, we take it forever. I'm going to just close on this story. Man burns $1 million to avoid paying it to his wife and child.
He burned it?
Yep.
So he didn't have to give it to his wife?
That's it.
Oh,
he started
God.
With 30 days in jail.
It's hatred,
bro. I wonder if he bought his wife some dildos
Dude,
for Valentine's
imagine,
Day.
No, that's a smart. Think about that. Like, if you know you're going to have to give her half of a divorce,
yeah.
and you just like, you burn everything.
Yeah,
you
it's
just
terrible.
Kill all your assets.
Yeah, he started with 30
I'd
days in jail after
nothing?
Confessing to the judge that he burned. $1 million Canadian dollars, which is like $50 in American, in cash, so that he didn't have
sure.
to pay child or spousal
I think
support.
That dollar is worth more than ours a little bit.
Due to a divorce settlement, Bruce McConville, 55, said in the news that he withdrew about $750,000 in American dollars. It's less. 25 separate withdrawals, so that not to have the bankers pull a suspicious report. I forgot what it's called. I can't say it on the phone anyway. Broadcast. Six different accounts. He said they burned $743,000 on September 23rd and $296,000 on December 15th.
He's just pulling out and burning it. See, I kind of envisioned him hoarding it into a big pile and then, like, calling her outside right as he kind of, like, throws the match on, like, a bunch of lighter fluid bills. Like, you can't stop it.
Some of the money was earned by properties they had sold. And then had a divvy up, but he said, fuck you, it's gone.
So wow.
There you go. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
like
to Jay
ladies,
Guy.
Get that prenup.
And Minda for joining
Watch
us today.
Always a pleasure to
by
be here,
by the way,
Dougie.
Guys, tomorrow's our first show at the Blue Bar Grill in Hallandale. I'll be hosting as well as Chris Priester's our feature, and Barry Diamond from Bachelor Party.
There you go.
Funny show. We'll be headlining it. So excited about that. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Call me at Dougie Dangerous. Jay?
February 19th, I'm going to be at the Improv hosting up the Comic Whisperer show with headliner Ramon Garcia. And then Friday, I'll be a feature at Speak Fridays down in Miami.
Oh, fun room. Always a fun room there. Minda?
Just remember, everyone, Valentine's Day is coming up. You're looking for a good gift. There's nothing better than an ass desk. Make sure you get on Tribe of Assholes. The ass desks, they are flying
there you go.
Off the shelves.
Don't
so,
forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. And go to our Podbean site, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Be a patron. Donate as little as $1 a month. We'd appreciate it. It goes to gas money for the co-host. Thanks for watching us, guys. And we'll be back next week with an all-new show. Take care and God bless.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light.
The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.